One of the linchpins in Governor Scott Walker's budget repair bill requires state workers to pay more than they already do toward their retirement or pension plans. The rate will go up to 5.8% of a person's salary. A study by the National Center for Economic and Policy Research shows the state's pension fund is fully funded and one of the most economically healthy in the nation. The Center on Wisconsin Strategy followed up on the national study. Laura Dresser is the center's associate director. She says the budget repair bill and its increased employee contributions is basically a pay cut, even if that pay is deferred until one retires.
It sort of implies that there's a problem with the pension system or that the pension system is underfunded and we need workers to be putting money into the pension system more than they were. But the structure of the state pension system just isn't a problem. There's plenty of money.
In fact, the study shows Wisconsin's pension fund would have too much money in it if not for the recession, which has hurt investments across the board. The State of Wisconsin Investment Board oversees the pension fund. Unlike some other states, Dresser says Wisconsin has not raided money from the fund to fill other budget holes. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.